Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly to Dr. Tanya DeSilva, an endocrinologist with LSU Health New Orleans. Talk about diabetes, and it is Diabetes Month, and we wanted to talk about this before the month ran out, and also with Thanksgiving coming up. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
Just as you should never force alcohol on anybody or get them to drink if they don't want to drink or for whatever reason can't, should people be concerned about what they serve at their table or people that have diabetes would be aware of it and they can monitor whatever it is that they're eating?
I think many patients with diabetes do understand what they should and shouldn't eat. On the other hand, for any of us, when there's temptation in front of us, it's harder. So I think families should try to be aware of the things that would be harder for their family members with diabetes to resist and it would be healthier for them to avoid. So.
What is diabetes? Let's start with that.
Sure. So diabetes is really a state of high blood sugars that arise from either no insulin being produced by the body at all, that's called type 1 diabetes, or if there's just inadequate insulin produced for the needs of that person. So an imbalance in the amount of insulin produced, causing high blood sugars.
Is it very common in people?
Diabetes type 2 is extremely common, and it is growing throughout the world, and particularly, unfortunately, in our region. So, yes, it is a very common disorder for patients to have.
Let's take a step back. Difference between type 1 and type 2.
So, in type 1 diabetes, that's an autoimmune disease, typically where the cells of the body within the pancreas are destroyed, and they can't produce insulin at all. So, there's complete lack of insulin. In type 2 diabetes, it is more an imbalance between how much is produced by the body and what the needs are. And for type 2 diabetes, there's a degree of insulin resistance where there's just not, the body is not able to use the insulin as well. That's often, there's many different things that can cause type 2 diabetes, genetics, environmental factors. And then, unfortunately, lifestyle factors, including increased rates of obesity, have also resulted in higher rates of type 2 diabetes.
Let me tell you something. I lost 85 pounds, and I guarantee you I was pre-diabetic, and had I not started on the weight loss drugs, I would have full-blown diabetes type 2 now. There's not a doubt in my mind about that. Is type 1 diabetes the same that's known as juvenile diabetes?
It used to be called juvenile diabetes, but we've kind of rephrased it because we actually realized the more commonly we noted in younger people, it can occur at any age, actually. Mm-hmm. So we do now call it type 1 diabetes instead. But yes, that's what it used to be known as, juvenile diabetes.
Is it fair to say that type 2 diabetes, well, let me phrase it this way, is it avoidable or not?
As I mentioned, that it has a high genetic or inherited predisposition in patients. So for some people, they're going to be at higher risk. So it's not really, I would say, avoidable versus not avoidable, but I would say you can reduce your risk of developing it by lifestyle modification. However, I hate when people blame themselves for developing a disorder.
That's why I was so careful about how I phrased the question.
Correct. And that's exactly why I wanted, I think it was a great question you asked, because there is a high genetic predisposition. In my own family, I have two first-degree relatives. My father had diabetes. My sister has diabetes. I'm at increased risk. Now, what steps can I take to reduce it? I can, you know, try to, you know, when we talk about lifestyle modification, it involves diet and exercise. And I can try to be mindful about what I eat and how I exercise. You know, but that being said, with that genetic predisposition, I may still develop it. So,
almost
but there's
akin
a lot that we can do.
Akin to almost like, no, that's okay, doc. Like akin to almost, you know, say you have the gene when it comes to alcoholism, where you know if there's a predisposition to this, then you avoid whatever it is that could make whatever it is develop or make you more prone to get this. Would that be accurate?
Exactly, because it's multifactorial, the development of the disorder. So part of it you don't have within your control, but you can certainly. I also do want to encourage people, right, that there are things that you can do to try to stay healthier. And then the other part is, even if you do develop it, either pre-diabetes or diabetes, there are really lots of things that can be done, both with lifestyle modification as well as working with physicians, because there's a lot of hope in our endocrinology community and the diabetes world these days, because there's a lot of new medications that are very effective to treat the disorder and also to protect patients from some of the side effects, including cardiovascular disease and problems with their kidneys, et cetera, that results from the disorder. So there's a lot of hope in.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back, talking to Dr. Tanya DeSilva, an endocrinologist with LSU Health New Orleans, learning a lot about diabetes. You got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. Somebody texted and wants to know, once you have type 2 diabetes, can it be cured? We'll talk about that with the doctor when we come back. And I have a lot of other questions coming in. We'll get to those as well. 9 till 8, traffic now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
WL 757, Tommy Tucker, WWL. November's National Diabetes Month. We're talking to Dr. Tanya DeSilva, endocrinologist with LSU Health New Orleans. Doctor, if you're diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, will it go away? Can it go away? Can you cure it, or do you just treat it? Tell me about that.
So, you know, we talked about earlier that one of the things that can lead to the development of diabetes type 2 is a lot of genetic predisposition, inheritance from family risk. And so therefore, I don't usually like to say it's quote unquote cured. Mm-hmm. However, with some of the modern therapeutics, the drugs and medications, the lifestyle that we can help our patients with, we can have patients be, I like to say, in remission and be doing really well from a metabolic standpoint. I don't like to say cure because they're always at risk because of their genes. That's how I like to talk about it.
Now let's talk about diagnosis. How would somebody know if they have it? And let's talk about pre-diabetes as well, because I mentioned I know I was pre-diabetic because I was 85 pounds overweight. Is that a false presumption on my part?
You would be certainly at I would be worried. I would definitely want to screen you being overweight.
Have you seen the movie Elf where he goes in the four food groups? Those were my four really food groups, Doc, pretty much. Cake and cookies and syrup and those kind of things. So there you go. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is a great movie, though. So, so you said both for symptoms and diagnosis. So the interesting thing is for some patients, they do have classic symptoms of having high blood sugars. That could include increased thirst, increased going to the bathroom, urination, unexplained weight loss. Those things can suggest that someone has developed diabetes. But what is important for people to know is it can be clinically silent. They may not have any symptoms. So it is important to work to get primary care follow-up screenings to make the diagnosis, which is done by simple laboratory testing that can be done in your doctor's office.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Doctor. Is there a website people can go to find out more about this?
LSU Health, I would, if you want to get in contact with us, the American Diabetes Association is a wonderful source of information as well for patients.
Thank you,
Doc.
They
have a lot of patient information.
Thank you. I hope you have
You're
a
welcome.
Great Thanksgiving. Thank you. I hope you come back. Dr. Tanya DeSilva, endocrinologist with LSU Health New Orleans. We'll talk crime and budget when we come back.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.